W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
I'm John Badger with my colleague Tal Fortgang, writing most recently with his colleague Matthew Solomson at the National Review magazine for May about the anti-Semitism on campus in 24 and now in 25. And free speech, okay, fine. But how did we get into this fix? My reading of your analysis, Tal, is that there are three roads to lead us to this quandary. The student body, admissions, the faculty, hiring, and the university culture, tolerant of violence or threats of violence. First, the students. You ask a question that I don't have an answer to. How did we get so many students at UCLA and other distinguished campuses who are ready to go out with bullhorns and chant from the river to the, you know, that business? Where did those students come from? Did the admissions department know that they were bringing in provocateurs?
I think it's undeniable at this point that if admissions officers do not actively seek these people out, they have certainly not done, they've not been pushed to search their souls to ask why year after year, graduating class after graduating class for the last several decades, their student bodies have disproportionately comprised students who take not just radical positions, but are willing to do often violent things in support of those radical positions. This is obviously not representative of the American population. It's not representative even of high school graduates, even if you want to account for young people's inherent radicalism. And it is especially pronounced at elite universities. We talked about UCLA in the piece. Columbia has obviously also been an example. It seems as though the farther up you go in the rankings, the more likely you are to see student bodies that are 20% radical demonstrators, 25, 30% radical demonstrators. These are non-trivial numbers. And I think we can offer a hypothesis for how and why this is occurring, which is that at elite schools where it is very difficult to distinguish, you know, a perfect SAT score from a near perfect SAT score, and universities believe that they are cultivating the leaders of tomorrow, they select for certain characteristics to complement the sort of resume numbers, the high school GPAs and the SAT scores, and the characteristics that they select for are correlated with what's often known as social justice activism, people who agitate for radical and sometimes revolutionary change. And the more elite the university, the more such people they want to bring onto campus. It turns out that having radical revolutionary social justice views tends to translate quite cleanly into agitating for destruction of the world's only Jewish state, a form of national origin discrimination that tends to frequently spill over into overt bigotry against Jews. That's the admissions side of the equation.
The same problem with the faculty, the hiring, who are just older students. I understand that. But all right, fine. You hire people who have a political opinion and they press it. That's the nature of academia. But it's one-sided, I think, is your observation. I agree on that. The universities are building what you'd have to say is a volatile mix by being so one-sided. Are they aware of that, Tal? Have they admitted it in public that we're lopsided?
It's undeniable. Again, there are empirical studies of ideological leanings and political donations that vary by academic department. but on the whole, paint a dispiriting picture of the political tilt among faculty and those who will hire their successors. So this is a self-perpetuating cycle. It is overwhelmingly left-wing and not left-wing within the normal bounds of American politics. These are some of the most ideological, radical, fringe left-wing elements. And there are entire departments that have incorporated certain radical fringe beliefs into their assumptions about their field of study. So, for instance, the Middle Eastern Studies departments at Columbia and Harvard are rife with people who have bizarre conspiratorial ideas about how the Jews got to what we Jews consider our ancestral homeland of Israel. They claim that we're actually frauds and posers and just regular white Europeans who decided to colonize the Holy Land in order to oppress and exploit its indigenous inhabitants. These are crackpot theories that are taken as axiomatic in Middle Eastern studies departments. And so this is a perfect example of how simply saying we're going to do free speech now does not correct the problem, because there are fields of study that systematically push one point of view. And if you say, OK, all opposing points of view are now free to express themselves, there's no one there to push back. Indeed, within the assumptions of the field, there is no language with which to push back. It's already been assumed that the pushing back position is out of bounds.
30 seconds. If you change the admissions, if you hire fair-mindedly, will that change university culture? 30 seconds.
Over time and with additional complementary reforms to ensure that universities are dedicated fearlessly to the pursuit of truth and treating all members of their communities fairly.
Tal Fortgang writing at National Review Magazine for May with his colleague Matthew Solomson. What is to be done?
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at LegendsWithAZ.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at LegendsWithAZ.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At WashableSofas.com, you'll find the Anabe Sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.